It is the first day of the new academic year in the second largest public school district in Massachusetts. 25,000 students returned to classes today in Springfield. Many found renovations had occurred at their schools during the summer. The school department had $45 million in projects planned at several buildings, including putting on new roofs, installing new windows, and renovating auditoriums and gymnasiums. Recently, as construction work was going on at one of the city's middle schools, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Springfield Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick.
Well, we've been working hard all summer, running a very successful summer school program. A lot of our kids who needed a little extra time to make it through are graduating from a summer school. Our graduation rate, we've experienced the biggest increase in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the biggest decrease in our dropout rate. So exciting, really exciting about all those kind of developments. We're thrilled. Under the Sarno administrations, we've invested over $600 million into the schools, not just the new buildings, but building improvements like here at Kiley Middle School, where you have new windows, new heating systems, new roofs. So the schools are improved all over the city. And we have an older building stock, average 55 years old. So it was time to reinvest in the schools. And under Mayor Sarno and our City Council and School Committee, they've really invested in our infrastructure, and the kids will be delighted to see the improvements when they come back to school the first day.
And academically speaking, are the Springfield Public Schools improving? I know you mentioned the graduation rates have improved, the dropout rates have improved. Everybody looks at test scores, rightly or wrongly. Right. How are the schools doing as far as that's concerned?
So our improvement has been greater than the state since 2012. So not only have they've improved at a greater rate than the rest of the Commonwealth.
Is there anything new as far as school schedules this year in terms of either starting times or bus schedules or anything like that that parents need to know about?
Well, we're pretty much the same as last year. We do have the longest school day in Western Mass, but we've had that now for several years and all the schedules are in place.
Teachers, any problem with teacher turnover, hiring teachers, and what about other staffing levels? I mean, it's in the economy we have in Massachusetts, I guess for some it's a good problem to have that we have a labor shortage in some areas. Has that impacted the public schools?
Well, the good news for the citizens of Springfield is the last two contracts, we've dramatically increased the teacher pay in Springfield. We've brought our teachers up to the average in Western Mass. For some folks, that was a 35% increase over the last two contracts. And we are not experiencing the teacher shortages we once had. We're filling our positions.
And other staffing, crossing guards, bus monitors, the janitorial,
that
sort of thing?
We're in great shape. We've improved all the contracts. Again, Mayor Sarno's been very generous in the school committee. And we've improved the pay, we've improved the contracts, and we're not only doing a good job recruiting staff, we're retaining the staff. We were losing a lot of teachers because our contract was so far behind the rest of Western Mass. Now our contract is competitive plus. And we're not only doing a good job recruiting, but we're retaining the staff we recruit.
When does the new food services center open up?
We're looking for November. That's pretty ambitious, but I toured about 2 weeks ago when we're really moving along well on that project. It's going to be a very exciting project. I think it'll be a national model. We're going to actually get all the farm goods locally, process them locally, and not only deliver a quality product to our kids, but a much healthier product than we used to deliver, where we were importing frozen products and things like that.
And you mentioned that's a first for a school system to own its own essentially central warehouse, kitchen, and distribution center.
Right, yeah, it's going to be a model nationally. We've had a great partnership with Sodexo, and my business manager lead, Pat Roach, did a great job on it. But it's going to be a national model relative to the quality we're going to be able to offer the kids. And we're employing almost all city residents and doing all the work locally. So it's a win-win for us because here in Western Mass, you know, jobs are an important part of the recovery. And they're a really good employer, and that's going to make a difference too.
Just one
to the
question.
Regional economy.
I'm sorry, just one question back to the construction activity that's taking place over the summertime. Has there been any enhancements to building security? Because I know, given what's happened with the shootings in schools around the country, that's something that people are very concerned about.
Sure. We've put millions of dollars into school security. We have exterior lock systems on everything. We've done every interior door, spent millions in the entire school system, even all of our old schools. So we've put millions into security, and they're the most secure they've ever been. It's a good investment, but we've really invested wisely in that. We have we've also put a tremendous investment into camera systems, and have really expanded our opportunities there for increased safety and security. So we've invested well, and I think the parents can be assured their kids will be safe.